Good morning. It is Monday, April 1st. Here's what we're working on. If you are filling up at the pumps this morning, you may notice a price increase. It's because of the carbon tax.
And the federal minimum wage increases today to $17.30.
And the Brantford Bulldogs have lost game two of their playoff series with Ottawa. Okay, good morning and welcome to Adam. You're going to be filling in for Tim all week.
All week. He is going to be having fun down in, it was a Disneyland world.
He's at Disney World.
Yes, I know. You would know that for sure.
Yeah. And Brian, so nice that you're feeling better and
morning.
You're back with us this morning.
Yeah. I had to come back. It's the first time I've been out in a week. Like, oh my goodness. Nice to be up and about. And of course, I came in for one reason and one reason only. And that's because I get to say it's the 1st of the month.
Yes.
And that's it. I get to go home
okay,
now.
Goodbye.
Bye. That's it. Bye.
Rest up.
Yeah. And what a nice day it's going to be as we get into April. I mean, it's looking pretty good today. We had a fair bit of cloud cover yesterday. We're going to have some cloud cover to start the morning here. But then we're going to see the sunshine come probably midday. We'll get to see more sunshine and a 10-degree high today. Yesterday we got to about 8 and change, almost 9 degrees. So a little bit milder for the day today. But we do have some rain in the forecast for tomorrow, and it'll get a little bit cooler. So enjoy the sunshine for this first morning of April. Well, not quite yet, but it will get the sunshine later on. All right, checking traffic. 403 Waterdown Road. That is our camera. It's a little busier Toronto bound than the other side, but it's still okay. To our MTO traffic cameras, and once again, Toronto bound lanes heading away from us at this particular spot here at the Red Hill Creek. We'll hit the top of the Skyway Bridge, Toronto bound towards us now, and then going through Burlington into Oakville, east of Appleby Line, both directions doing fine. So we have no collisions, we have no volume. Things look pretty good so far. We'll keep you posted. We'll look at weather and traffic coming up right now, the news.
Okay, thanks very much, Brian. Well, Canada's national price on pollution, the carbon tax, is up another $15 a ton today to $80 a ton. Simone Gavras now joins us live from the gas station at Clapson's Corners for more on how this is going to break down for the regular person.
Hi, good morning, Annette. Well, people are going to notice this carbon tax increase at the pumps today because gas has gone up about 3 cents on average, as you can see here behind me here at Clapison's Corners, the gas station here. Gas is just over $1.60 this morning. Now, the increase today is going to affect the consumer tax, applying to every province except in BC, Quebec, and the Northwest Territories. That means that filling your car with about 50 liters of gas is going to cost another $1.65. It's also going to affect the prices of diesel, propane, and natural gas. Now, the tax was first introduced in 2019 to put a price on pollution with the goal of reducing greenhouse gas emissions. But it's received a lot of criticism from both consumers and premiers. The Ontario government announced last week that they would be extending their gas tax cut until the end of the year to help provide relief at the pumps. Now, as the carbon tax goes up, so will the carbon rebate to help mitigate the cost, and that happens about every 3 months. So on April 15th, a single-person household will get $140 back, and a family of four will get $280. Now, this morning, we're going to be catching up with drivers here at the pumps to get their reaction on this gas increase. But for now, Adam, I'll send things back to you.
Thank you very much, Simone. Halton police are looking for witnesses after a deadly weekend crash. It happened around 3:30 Saturday morning on Derry Road and 6th Line in Milton. Surveillance video from a house nearby shows one vehicle hit another, which had been stopped. Halton police say an 18-year-old man from Milton and a 16-year-old girl from Brampton were in one vehicle. A 26-year-old man from Milton was in the other. All three were killed in the crash. Their names haven't been released, and Halton police are still investigating.
One teen is recovering and another is facing charges after a stabbing in Welland. It happened Friday afternoon around 12:30 near Gatfield Avenue and McKinnis Street in Welland. The teen stabbed was taken to an out-of-regional hospital with serious injuries. A 17-year-old is wanted for aggravated assault.
Detectives in Niagara Falls are investigating a sexual assault. Around 3 yesterday morning, a woman was assaulted by a man outside her apartment near Queen Street and Erie Avenue, not far from the Whirlpool Bridge. Police say she fought him off and got inside her apartment to safety. Police say the man had light to medium skin, about 5'5", wearing a brown knit zip-up sweater, black slush pants, and a brown baseball hat.
A 15-year-old girl is missing in Oakville this morning. Halton police say Lilia Kamarova was last seen yesterday morning near Third Line in Upper Middle Road. She's white, about 5'4", with a thin build and dark brown shoulder-length hair. 8 people have been taken to hospital after a horse and buggy collided with a minivan. It happened yesterday near the town of Shelburne, which is north of Orangeville. The OPP posted this photo of what's left of the buggy. The 2 horses pulling it ran off but are now safe in a neighbor's barn. All 8 people taken to hospital were in the buggy. There is no word on charges. Well, over 1,000 people came out to the Ancaster Fairgrounds for a car club swap meet over the weekend.
Winter is long in Ontario, and people are ready to get their cars out of hibernation. And if you need a few parts, this is where you find them. Our next swap meet is October 27th, 2024, and we look forward to having as many people as can come.
Was organized by the Rodmasters. They've been active since the 1970s. He started with 4 friends looking for a place to store their cars. They found an empty barn near Binbrook. From there, the group grew, and now they put on show and shines every summer that raise money for charity. They host lots of hot rod events across Canada and the United States.
And taking a look at sports, the Brantford Bulldogs headed into the Civic Centre up 1-0 in their opening playoff series against the Ottawa 67s. And the Easter Bunny must have been good to them because they started the game off hopping.
Hardest pokes the puck ahead. Thomas back onto him. Jack Eye up front scores! 1 minute in, and the Sheriff of Brantford blows the saloon doors off.
Florian Jacki was held off the score sheet last game, but not in this one. Brantford with the early lead. Unfortunately, 2 goals within 30 seconds would see Ottawa with the comeback. First, Cooper Foster ties it up. Then it is Frankie Morelli with the go-ahead goal. Ottawa up 2-1 after the first. But Jay McKee must have said something in that locker room because out comes Calvin Crombie firing on all cylinders, sniping one unassisted to tie the game. But some messy reads by Brantford. Ottawa adds 2 more goals again to secure the lead. And that's where things got a little testy in this one. Jacki drops the gloves with Matthew Mahick. Both would head to the sin bin for 5 minutes. Bulldogs put pressure on late in the third, but it would not be enough. Another quick one by Nick Lardis to cut the lead once again as he smacks in the puck from the side of the net. But again, it was not enough. Ottawa would add 2 empty netters and take it 6-3. The series heads back to the nation's capital Tuesday, tied at 1 game apiece. Light night in the NHL, only 1 game on the sked. Anaheim in Vancouver to take on the Canucks. And check out this sweet goal by Dakota Joshua, betwixt his legs and roofs it to give the Canucks a 2-0 lead. Anaheim would tie it up, but with just over 2 minutes left in the third, Connor Garland would find Joshua all alone in front, and he buries his 2nd of the game. Vancouver wins 3-2. Fresh off scoring his 60th goal of the season, joining an elite group of players who have hit that mark twice, Austin Matthews and the Maple Leafs are hosting the Florida Panthers tonight in what will be a first round playoff preview. Puck drop for that one is at 7. Jays taking on the Rays down in Tampa in the series finale. Jays won the opening game of the season, but then dropped the next 2, only putting up a total of 3 runs in those 2 games. Different story in this one. The Jays scored early and they scored often. In the first, Justin Turner opens it up with an RBI single to left. 1-0 Blue Jays. Still in the first, Alejandro Kirk tacks on another run with an RBI single of his own. 2-0 Blue Jays. But in the bottom half of the first, Kevin Gausman making his first start of the season after an injury-filled spring, and Randy Arozarena drills a solo shot to right center to cut the Jays' lead in half. Next inning, Justin Turner up again with another big hit, driving in 2 more runs with a double off the wall in left field. 4-1 Blue Jays. Let's jump to the top of the fifth. The big red machine at the dish again, and he blasts a solo shot to left center, giving the Bluebirds a 5-1 lead. And still in the fifth, David Schneider says, hey, that looks like fun. He spanks a two-run blast of his own to left field. Jays run away with this one 9-2 and split their opening series against Tampa. They're now in Houston to face the Astros in a three-game series starting tonight. Toronto Raptors are limping to an end of a brutal season. Losers of a dozen straight before hosting former Raptor great Kyle Lowry and the Philadelphia 76ers last night. And Kyle Lowry had himself a game, and he got it going early, finding Mo Bamba for an alley-oop jam. And I got to sugarcoat this one. Raptors were playing awful last night. This time, Lowry dribbles up court, stops and drains one from behind the arc. Philly got off to a hot start and led 71-55 at half. And here's one more Lowry highlight, just for fun. He was 3-for-5 from deep, had a double-double with 11 points and 10 helpers, and his hometown team beat the Raptors 135-120. Lowry had plenty of good things to say about his former city and country.
Every time I come here, this is my place where I've become who I've, you know, become, the place that I've grown as a man, as an individual, as a father, as everything. And, you know, like I said, this is a place I call my second home, my pretty much my home. I don't call it my city, I call it my country.
All right, 6:11 is the time on this Monday morning, first morning of April. Not a bad start to the day. It's a little cool, temperature plus one. We'll talk about the forecast in a sec. First, if it's right to traffic, really there's nothing to see. It's still pretty light volume, no collisions, 403 and Waterdown Road, that's our camera. Doing okay right now. Into St. Catharines, and we'll come around the rest of the horseshoe. QEW and Welland looks good in both directions. Nothing there. Red Hill Creek still looks fine. We have a vehicle off to the side, couple of vehicles off to the side there on the ramp lane, as you can see. But the Toronto bound lanes of the QEW towards us are a little bit busier than the other side. Ford plant looks good, and not a lot to see there at the QEW at Etobicoke Creek. Temperature has just fallen a degree. We were 2 last hour. We're now sitting at plus 1. And the winds are still from the north-northeast, and we'll hang on to that north-northeast wind for the day today, for tomorrow as well. And it is a mainly cloudy start to the day. Well, we have a frontal boundary to the south of us, just giving some precipitation into the states, into Lake Erie, but really not pushing into the horseshoe. But that'll change. I mean, we'll have a nice, bright, sunny day today. Then the cloud cover comes in. We get some showers overnight, and then the rain settles in for the day tomorrow as that low-pressure system goes by us. At least we're not going to get the snow. That's the area blue to the north of us. So at least it'll just be rain for us. But look at the temperatures today. Very nice. 10 and 12 degrees. Little chance of a shower on the north shore of Lake Erie because of that disturbance just to the south. But generally going to be a fairly nice day. The cloud cover will be around to start, and then it'll start to clear later on. 3, 4, 5, even 6 as the rain settles in for north shore of Lake Erie once again. But for the rest of us, it's just going to be fairly cloudy. And then the rain will be with us for tomorrow. And that brings a cloudy day and a little bit cooler, 5, 6, and 7 degrees, 8 for Toronto. Still, you know, 8 is seasonal for this time of year, so we'll just be a little bit shy of seasonal after being above seasonal for the day today. So stepping out the door on this first morning of April, it is mostly cloudy. We'll call it cool, not cold. Our temperature is on the plus side at plus 1. And we'll look long range coming up. Annette, Adam.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much, Brian. All right, let's say good morning to Emily. What do you have coming up on Chit Chat? Big first, entertainment weekend for sure.
First, I have to say it is so nice to hear Brian doing traffic again.
Yes. It
sounds
good,
normal.
Sounding good, feeling good.
Brian, if you didn't watch last week, you missed me just butchering it all over the map.
Oh, really? I was in bed.
But Tim and I were so grateful that you did it. Because
someone's
got to
do it.
It could have been us, and we're like, we don't know.
Let's make her do it. Anyways, it's nice to have Brian back for sure. Okay, coming up in Chit Chat, we are going to talk about Kim Kardashian. She is being sued, and we are going to be discussing a brand new park at Universal.
Okay.
All right.
Looking forward to that. Thanks very much. Coming up after the break in business news, after several attacks on Ontario movie theaters, a distributor says there's a conspiracy to keep some types of movies exclusive and expensive. We'll tell you which coming up.
6:16 on your Monday morning. Canadian dollar is up 7 basis points in overseas trading to 73.92 cents U.S. Gold is up $32.60. Crude oil up a couple of cents to $83.15 a barrel. In midday trading in Europe, markets are closed for the Easter holiday.
Over in Asia, markets took a big loss in Tokyo, while Hong Kong was closed and Shanghai saw some gains. And North American markets were all closed last Friday for the Easter holiday.
Well, the Movie Association of Canada says it is tremendously concerned about attacks on three major Ontario theaters that were playing South Indian movies. York Regional Police say four Cineplex theaters were targeted on the same night by the same suspect in a drive-by shooting in late January. A movie distributor says a turf war is brewing among distributors and independent theaters so that they can gain a monopoly over who plays South Indian movies in Canada. The Movie Association says it's working closely with police and the Canadian government to raise awareness on the targeting of theaters playing certain content.
U.S. phone service provider AT&T is reporting a massive data breach that affects some 73 million accounts. Over the weekend, the company said the data included personal information of current and former customers, including social security numbers, all from 2019 or earlier. AT&T says all that data was shared on the dark web about 2 weeks ago. The leak does not appear to contain financial information or specifics about call history, according to the company. AT&T is now reaching out to customers and asking them to reset their account passcodes. It is also urging customers to remain alert about changes to their accounts or credit reports.
The federal minimum wage goes up today. It's an increase of 65 cents to $17.30 an hour. It will affect about 30,000 employees in the federally regulated private sector. The federal minimum wage is adjusted every year. It's based on Canada's Consumer Price Index from the year before. In cases where the provincial or territorial minimum wage exceeds the federal wage, employers have to pay the higher of the two.
The carbon tax isn't the only thing going up. Booze will also get a bump. The federal excise tax will increase by 2%. It's a tax on beer, spirits, and wine, and was originally set to increase by 4.7%, but had its rate frozen by the federal government for the next 2 years back in March. Included in the freeze was a cut to the excise duty rate for beer brewed in Canada, something Deputy Prime Minister Chrystia Freeland said would help small craft brewers save thousands of dollars each year. Canadians will get some more insight into our government's financial plans later this month when the finance minister tables her budget on April 16th.
In Las Vegas, the historic Tropicana Casino is closing tomorrow. It's one of two resorts built on the Vegas Strip in the 1950s that are still in operation. The casino will close its doors at 3 in the morning local time, the same day final hotel guests have to check out. Once known as the Tiffany of the Strip for being the premier destination when it was built, Tropicana's demolition in October will make way for a $1.5 billion Major League Baseball stadium. It will be home to the Oakland Athletics, who are relocating.
Yeah, Oakland is really struggling to get fans, and I think they've had 3,000 to 5,000 fans.
That's
in their opening series.
Ouch!
And the pictures of the ballpark look really sad.
Okay.
Very empty. Awful.
Okay, so hopefully this brings more people in, brings more types of fans to Vegas as well.
Hopefully. All right, take a break, Brian. We'll be back with your traffic and your 7-day forecast. Please stay tuned.
Good morning, 6:23 on this first morning of April. Checking traffic, first of all, really got nothing to see as far as traffic is concerned. No collisions, not a lot of volume. QEW Mountain going between Niagara Falls and St. Catharines. Fine there, no problems top of the Skyway. Toronto bound towards us east of Appleby. Same here at Lauren Park, all doing fine. Eglinton, Toronto bound, heading away from us toward the 401. So not a lot to see there. Temperature at the moment, well, at least we're above seasonal to start the morning, and everybody's on the plus side. So plus one for Hamilton, two Mississauga, three for Grimsby and for Toronto. Let's talk about seasonals for this time of year. Eight now for the daytime high. So that was where we were around yesterday, but today will be milder. Minus one for the overnight low. Those are our sun times. Sun comes up at 7 o'clock now that we're into April. And those are our records for today, record high and record low. So for today, the temperature is going to be above seasonal. actually double digits. So we'll have cloud cover to start the morning, and then we'll see that sunshine coming in later on. 10 degrees today, 5 overnight, and it'll stay about 5 for the day tomorrow. Cloudy skies settling in, and the rain begins probably midday, and it sticks around tomorrow night. It sticks around Wednesday, rain and 5. 3. Now, Thursday is going to be the cool day, and as the temperature transitions from the overnight low to 3, we could get some wet flurries. But otherwise, it'll be some showers. Showers and some sun, but look at that. First weekend into April, looking nice. 7 and then 10 degrees both days, sunshine. That's your forecast. Annette, Adam.
Thank you very much, Brian. Kids of all ages gathered for an annual tradition in San Francisco over the weekend, and it's one that is a bit more exciting than your typical Easter egg hunt.
It's just fantastic. It's the best day of the whole year. So last night felt like the night before Christmas when you don't know what's going to happen, and I'm so excited.
Big wheels event. Dozens of adolescents and adults rode the plastic trikes down a famous curvy street in San Francisco. They dressed up and pedaled to the metal during those hair-raising turns down the 200-meter section of Vermont Street. The event was a free, all-ages neighborhood event. The only rules was that the big wheels or trikes had to be made of plastic with those plastic wheels. Did you have a big wheel as a kid?
I did, and they weren't a very good way to get around. Like, a lot of work for a very short distance.
That looks like great fun. Because if you've ever been on those curvy streets in San Francisco, it's like, ooh, dangerous. But with a big wheel, it'd be fun.
I bet until you wipe out.
Yeah. Don't have far to fall, though. Okay, stay with us. We've got lots more to come right after the break.